Sechtes Vachim, Daf Kuv Zayin, three lines on the top of Daf Kuv Zayin Amud Aleph, as we've already seen that there's an Issa Torah of Shchut Echutz, and there's also an Issa Torah of being Maigla Bechutz. The Torah teaches us that if one is Ivan Shchut Echutz, or being Maigla Bechutz, and he does so be Mezid, then he'd be Chayev Kareis, and if he does so be Shoygeg, he'd be Chayev to bring a Korban Chatos. However, the Mishnah brings a Machlekes between Tanakam Rabbi Seglili in a scenario where someone did Shchut Echutz, and he then also went and burned the animal on his back outside of that. Tanakama taught us that if he did so b'shoigeg, even if he did so b'halom achas, he would be chayav to bring two korbanos, one for shchut echutz and one for halom echutz. However, Rabbi Yisrael Glili was chayav in Tanakama, and he held shachar b'fnim v'halom echutz chayav, but shachar b'chutz v'halom echutz patar. The only time that one would be chayav for halom echutz is only if he initially did a proper shchita in the azara. However, if initially he did an improper shchita, as he did a shchita b'chutz, and since you couldn't place this animal on his back in the azara, as his carbon was possible, so therefore one would not be chayiv for halal b'chutz. As we basically hold that the only time one would be chayiv for halal b'chutz is only for those korbanos that you could have brought on the mizbeach in the azara. And as the pasuk in Perek Yud Zayin in Pashas Achrim Bais in pasuk Tah states that pesach ha'omayid lo yavienu, and as Rabbi Yisrael stated in Mishnah shloy hillel dav apostle. And before we begin a gemara, let's define two terms, as the gemara will discuss muktari p'nim and muktari chutz. And muktari p'nim refers to those animals that had shechita done in Dazara, and therefore they really could be placed on a mizbeach in Dazara. When the Gemara speaks about mutari chutz, it's referring to those animals that the shechita was done outside of Dazara, and one was oivan shechut echutz, and therefore it's no longer right to be brought on a mizbeach inside Dazara. This animal is now meant to be burnt outside of Dazara. Our Gemara now continues to discuss the shechita of the Tanakama, held that not only does the issa of halal b'chutz apply when you had a proper shechita in Dazara, but it also applies when you had an improper shchita and one was already oivan shchut echutz. And our Gemara begins eshcha miktari p'nim shehel mechutz, that certainly we find it is an issa of halal b'chutz on any carbon that the shchita was done properly, therefore it could still have halal b'fnim. And as the pasuk states, al pesach ha'yomayid levienu, which is mashma that this animal is still ready to be brought on his back in the azara. However, the Gemara wants to know miktari chutz shehel mechutz minayin, that was the mekor that the Tanakhama holds, even if one was already Ivan Shchut Echutz and shechted the carbon outside the Azara, and therefore this carbon is possibly brought on a Mizbeach in the Azara, and one would still be Ivan Allah Bechutz. The Gemara answers, Rav Chana, Amakra, Valeim Taimar, Ala Smuchim Taimar, or Ala Summer Goyers, Ala Rishainim Taimar. Rav Chana explains that since after the Torah speaks about the Issa of Shchut Echutz, the Torah speaks about the Issa of Allah Bechutz, and the Torah states, Valeim Taimar, Ish Ishmi Beis Yisrael, Menager, Sheyog Besechem, Ashiyala Oilo Ezavach. Rav Kahana dashes the pasuk as if the pasuk states Valeim Taimer with an ayin, and the pasuk is telling us regarding the previous din that we learned regarding Shchut Echutz, even if someone was already Ivan Shchut Echutz, and therefore this carbon is no longer Royal Mizbeach, however, even so, the Issa of Halal Bechutz will still apply. However, the Gemara is Maskula Rava, but Rava asks a question to Rav Kahana, Miksiv Valeim, Valeim Ksiv, does the pasuk really state Valeim with an ayin? The pasuk states Valeim with an aleph, and this pasuk has nothing to do with the previous pasuk, and the pasuk is telling us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe that he should say over this halacha to Klal Yisrael, and therefore this can't be the makar for the Tanakama. And the Gemara therefore states Ella k'detanas v'yerushmal v'aleim toimel la'ari pashiyos. Since the pasuk continues to discuss the din of Allah's chutz, and the Torah uses lashon v'aleim, and it starts with a vav, so we have a klal of vav moisav alin yirishayin, and therefore we have a comparison and a hekesh between the first pasha of shchut echutz and the pasha of Allah b'chutz. As Rashi states, vav that even in the case of shchut echutz that you did Allah b'chutz, you would still be chayiv. And the Gemara now brings another makar to explain the shita of the Tanakam and our Mishnah. And keep in mind that on the bottom of the Kufan Vambez, we've already used the Gzeir Shavah of Rabbi Echran. Once again, our Gemara brings the Gzeir Shavah from Rabbi Echran. As Rabbi Echran Omar Asya Havah Havah, Rabbi Echran learns this din based on Gzeir Shavah, since we find the term Havah, but Gzeir Shchut Echutz, as the Pasuk states in Perek Yud Zayin, Pasuk Dalid, that Pesach Ha'Yomayid lo yaviyu. We also see the term Havah, but negated the Issa of Halal B'chutz, and as Pasuk Tah states, that Pesach Ha'Yomayid lo yaviyanu, therefore we learn Ma'al Allah Muktari Chutz, and just like in Pasuk Dalid, we're talking about someone that was Ivan Shchut Echutz, and therefore this cub was not ready to be brought on the Mizbeach. So when the Pasuk speaks about Halal B'chutz, it's also talking about a carbon that already had Shchut Echutz, and therefore was possibly brought on the Mizbeach, and it was only ready to be burnt outside of the Azara. And even so, the pasuk teaches us that there's a chiyuv kares and the mail of your ivan the isav alav bechutz. Even though you previously were ivan the isav shchutei chutz, you will still be chayav to bring a kar b'chatos. And some agaris in the Gemara matla alon b'shchutei chutz afkam b'shchutei chutz. The Gemara now continues that we just explained that the makar for the sheet of the Tanakama is either as the Tanav Yerushmal brought based on the hekesh, or as Rabbi Echron brought based on Xer Shava. We previously pointed out that when we learn something either based on a hekesh or based on Xer Shava, it's as if it's actually stated in first in the Torah. Therefore, Gemara continues and asks a question that Maskevar Rabibi. The Rabibi asks a question that how can you say that these are the makaris for the Tanakama, but Hadatnam, but we learned in the Mishnah Masech Kriseis, Shleisha B'sheish Krises B'Torah, there are 36 Kriseis in the Torah, and the Gemara explained L'may Nafkamina, and the Nafkamina was that if someone did all these Yisurim B'Halam Echad, then they'd be Chayiv up to 36 Kabanis Chatois. Keep in mind that certainly the Mishnah Masech Kriseis listed Shchutei Chutz and Halal B'Chutz as two of the 36 different Kabanis that one could be Chayiv B'Halam Echad. However, Rabibi now asked that L'Chira, if the Chayiv to bring a Korban is going to be relevant to a case where someone did Halal B'Chutz, even though they previously did Shchutei Chutz, so L'Chira plus of a Shev Havin, then there's possibility to have 37 Kabanis based on Halama Echad, the Ikka Ma'ilva Ma'ilva. Not only is there a possibility of bringing a Korban Chatos when someone is Oiva Shchutei Chutz B'Shegeg, certainly it's possibly Chayiv a Korban Chatos when someone did Shchita properly and then only did Halal B'Chutz, as even Rabbi Yisrael Glili agrees in that case that one would be Chayiv to bring a Korban Chatos. However, L'Chir, L'Fida Tanakama, there is another possibility where one would be Chayiv to bring a Korban Chatos, and that is in a case where even though someone was Ivan Shchutei Chutz already, therefore this carbon could no longer be brought on the Mizbeach inside the Azara, but even so, if they would be Ivan Halal B'Chutz, then they'd be chayav to bring another carbon, and therefore the actual count in the Mishnah Masechtas Krisos should be 37 Kabanais instead of 36 Kabanais. And the Gemara ends off, Kasha, that in a Chanami, this would be a Kasha. I entices the Niva Maschel, the Ikka Ma'ilva Ma'ilva, where the Gemara ended off Kasha, and Taisis bothered Tema, the Le Mishani, he decreases, Karabiesi Aglili, the Potom Mektari Chutz. Then why didn't the Gemara just respond that the Mishnah Masechtas Krisos is going like Rabbi Yisrael Glili, and certainly according to Rabbi Yisrael Glili, there's only 36 chatois. And as we know, Rabbi Yisrael Glili was chaylik on the Tanakam of our Mishnah, and he holds that one would not be chayiv to bring a carbon. Someone performs halal b'chutz on an animal that he already performed shchutei chutz, and since the animal was already possible and could not go on a mizbeach, therefore the issur of halal b'chutz doesn't apply. Let us see the middle of Rashi, divrei maschalam of kris b'torah, and Rashi points out v'holek l'shnei shema loktani that you couldn't respond. And including the 36 creases is the Issa of Halal B'Chutz. Therefore, the Mishnah Masechtas Krisos doesn't have to list the Issa of Halal B'Chutz once again. And Rashi states that we find a similar concept, but again, Issur on Shabbos and Issur Avodah Zarah. And as Rashi continues, Kehecha D'Chashav Mechal Shabbos B'Chada, V'Ayv G'Vayishchav B'Chada. And just like we see that the Mishnah Masechtas Krisos only counts someone that's Mechal Shabbos as one carbon, and someone that's Ayv Avodah Zarah as one carbon, V'Avagav D'Tu V'Chiyuv Eka, and even though it's certainly possible to have multiple chiyuvim for kabanos by yisurim of Shabbos and by yisurim of avodas chovim, and for example, if someone does all 39 melachos of Shabbos behalom echad, then they'd be chayav to bring 39 kabanos. The Mishnah Masechtas Krisos doesn't list off 75 kabanos. Rashi states that this is actually a question of Masechtas Krisos, and the Gemara answers Tana Chilukish l'mekayman that even though it's true that there are multiple kabanos that are possible by yisurim of Shabbos and by yisurim of avodas zarah, however, the Tana will discuss that in the proper place. As we know, the Mishnah Masechtas Shabbos in Paraklal Gadol lists all 39 melachos and teaches us that if one does all those melachos behalom echad, then it'd be chayiv 39 kabanos. Similarly, we learned in Masechtas Sanhedrin echad ivu chavim ve'echad zeveich ve'echad mekata ve'echad menaseich, and the Mishnah speaks about in Masechtas Sanhedrin, and therefore we didn't have to repeat ourselves in Masechtas Krisos. However, Zok Rashi that this teres does apply b'degei halal b'chutz, and as Rashi states, avul hani lo tani behedya hamalei varipnim v'amayle iveri chutz. That we never find anywhere where the Tana states that if someone's Maile Ver Pnim and a Maile Ver Chutz, that they'd be Chayiv two separate Kabbalahs. I forgot the Ikkel and Mashmum and Plukti Rabbi Yisrael Glili Rabbanon, and even though we could actually learn this based on the Machlaikas Rabbi Yisrael Glili Rabbanon, and we'll be able to figure out that this actually would be true, but Behedim Mele Tanina Batati, but we actually don't see this Mefurish, and therefore Agamara is that Lucheri the Mishnah Masechtas Krisos should list 37 separate Krisos, as we should count both cases of Allah, Law Muktari Pnim, and Allah. And keep in mind that the next Gemara will discuss the Mishnah on Daf Kuf Yud Amud Aleph. However, since our Gemara started discussing the Mekoreis with the Yisurim for Shchutei Chutz and for Halal B'Chutz, Therefore, the Gemara continues to discuss this topic. Therefore, our Gemara now continues, that this that we will learn in the Mishnah Daf Kuf Yud Amud Aleph, not only is there an issa of Shchut Echutz and Allah Bechutz, but there's also an issa of Zrika Bechutz, and the Kohen takes the dam of a carbon and he brings it outside and he does Zrika Zadam outside the Hazara. If he did so B'mezid, he'd be Chayiv Kares. If he did so B'shagig, he'd be Chayiv to be in Korban Chatos. And the Gemara wants to know what the Makar is for this din. And Ayin Rashi Hazarik makes this dam Bechutz, Shalay Nosan Abba Matonis El Matona Achas. This issa would also apply if he only did one Matana outside of the Hazara. Of course, this is based on the fact that if one only did one Matana on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, then at least according to Beis Hillel, it would always be valid. And therefore, if someone did Matana Achas outside of the Hazara, then they'd be Chayiv for Zrikas Chutz. Ayin Mefarshim will explain that even if someone would actually do three proper Zrikas on the Mizbeach inside of the Hazara, as we know, he was already Yotze Zrikas, whether since the Chachila, he has a responsibility to do four Zrikas. Therefore, if he goes and does the last Zrika outside of the Hazara, then he'd still be Chayiv for Zrikas Chutz. The Gemara continues and brings Machlekes as to the Makar, as the Gemara states, Nafkalei Meditanya, that we learned this halacha from the following Braisa, as the Braisa states, Dami Chashiv L'Rabbi Sazayik to Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel learns, since the Pasuk B'degei Shchut Echutz states, that Pesach HaElmoid Lo Yaviyu L'Hakav Korban L'Hashem L'Fnei Mishkan Hashem, Dami Chashiv L'Ishahu Dom Shafach V'Nichus HaIshahu Mikarav Amoy. Rashi seems to point out that this drasha is from the term Dam Shafach, as Rashi states, L'Rabbi Sazayik V'Haikra B'Shchut Echutz K'sivi, and this Pasuk is written B'degei Shchut Echutz, and it's very important to keep in mind that Lefi Rabbi Shmuel, his limu b'negi is rikas adam, comes from a pasuk that's talking about shchutei chutz. However, the brisa continues. Rabbi Kiva is chelik Rabbi Shmuel, and Rabbi Kiva imer oy zavach l'Rabbi Sazerik. And Rabbi Kiva learns that the makor that if someone does rikas adam chutz lazara, there'll be chayiv kares based on a pasuk that states b'negi halos chutz. And in pasuk ches, the pasuk states v'aliyim taimer ish ish min beis yisrael menager shi'ogu b'seicha mashiyala oylo zavach. Since the pasuk is stated oylo v'zavach, and we know that a vav could either mean end or, since the Pasuk uses the term oi, so the word oi is an extra word, therefore Rabbi Kiva teaches us that the word oi is coming to him abo, and even though based on the Pashas of the Psukim, this is only applies to Shchutei Chutz and Halos Chutz, however the Torah teaches us that this is also applies to Zrikas Chutz. The Gemara now continues, Rabbi Shmuel, Hai oi zavach my avidlei, that l'chay records Rabbi Shmuel, the word oi is also extra, and what does he do with the word oi? And the Gemara explains, l'chaleg, that Rabbi Shmuel feels that if the Pasuk would have stated oi levizavach, then one would have thought that the only time one is chayiv halav b'chutz is only if he actually brings up an oila as well as a shlamim. Therefore, the Torah states oila izavach in order to teach us that the chayiv halav b'chutz is either if you bring up a carbon oila or if you bring up a carbon shlamim. One doesn't have to be makdir both kavanos. The Gemara now continues. Rabbi Kiva l'chalak minolei, that has Rabbi Kiva know that the issa halav b'chutz applies even if one only brings an oila or a shlamim. The Gemara explains nafkalei minolei v'yenu. Rabbi Kiva learns it based on the fact that in Pasuk Tes, when the Torah is speaking about Allah B'chutz, the Torah uses Lashon Yachid, and the Torah states, V'al Pesach HaYomayid Lo Yivienu, that he didn't bring it to the Pesach HaYomayid, and therefore we see that one is chayiv on Allah's B'chutz, even if he only performs one aktara of one carbon on a Mizbeach outside of the Hazara. The Gemara continues, Rabbi Shmuel, and what does Rabbi Shmuel do with the words Lo Yivienu? And Zok Rabbi Shmuel, Hu Mibayle, Al Shalom Uchayiv, Einu Chayiv Al Chasa. Rabbi Shmuel understands that since the Pasuk states Lo Yivienu, that he didn't bring it, the Torah is teaching us that the only time that the issa of Allah b'chutz applies is only if one brings a sholem on his mizbeach outside of the Hazara. However, if he brings an animal that's chaser, then it will not be chayiv Allah b'chutz. Ayin Rashi, Nibba Masro, Be'in Chayiv Allah chaser. As we will see in Daf Kuf Chesam Beis, it will be machlekes as to how to define al sholem uchayiv Be'in Chayiv Allah chaser. And Iklaman da Oma ala Iva chaser is one man da Oma that holds that Rishmol is only talking about one Iva, and Rishmol is teaching us that as long as one brings up one Iva onto the mizbeach outside of the Hazara, then it'll be chayiv. But if he brings up less than an Eva, it will not be chayiv. The Ikleman da Amal, Behema Chasira, one man da Amal holds that in order to be chayiv, Allah b'chutz, you have to bring up an entire Behema, and if you brought up a Behema that's chaser, then you will not be chayiv. Finally, the third sheet of the Ikleman da Amal, Al Tar Chasira, Kugoyim Pachat Bechazayas, the chayiv, Allah b'chutz, would pertain to any item that you burn outside of the Hazara, as long as it's more than a Kazayas. However, if the item would be less than a Kazayas, the chayiv, Allah b'chutz, would not apply. And the Gemara continues, Rabbi Kiva, and where does Rabbi Kiva notice din of Rabbi Shmuel, that al shalom uchayiv ein chayiv al chasa? And the Gemara explains, nafgalei b'lasis isai, that he learned it from Pasuk Tes, where the Pasuk states, b'negei Allah b'chutz, that al pesach al-moyed And the pasuk says lasis oisai. As Rashi explains, the term lasis oisai shalim mashma. It's mashma that a law that was done bechutz was done on an item that was shalim. And as we defined previously, that there are three ways to understand the word shalim. The Gemara now continues, Rabbi Shmuel, that since Rabbi Shmuel already learned from the words loivienu al shalim uchayiv ein chayiv al chaser, what does Rabbi Shmuel learn from the words lasis oisai? The Gemara explains chadam uktari pnim shechaser v'halim bechutz v'chadam uktari chutz shechaser v'halim bechutz. Rabbi Shmuel felt that if we would only have one pasuk to teach us this din, then we would say that the only time the Torah required that you have to be makter an entire animal in order to be chayiv, only when someone was already oivan shchut echutz, and therefore this animal is already pasul and really couldn't go out of his be'ach ha'pnimi at all. Therefore, the only way that the Torah would be mechayiv you falah bechutz is only if you place a lot of the animal onto the mizbech, and you have to place a sholem and you can't place a chaser. However, one would have thought that if someone did a proper shchita inside the azara, and the carbon is still valid, and really its aktara could still be on the mizbeach in the azara, one may think that even if you would actually place just a little bit of this carbon on the mizbeach outside of the azara, maybe this din of ala sholem u'chayev ve'ina chayev ala chaser would not apply. That's why the pasuk states the term lasisaisai to teach us that the din of ala sholem u'chayev ve'ina chayev ala chaser applies to a case where it's buktari prim, as the shchita was done properly. Even so, the only time you'll be chayev halav b'chutz is only if one does the halav of a sholem and not of a chaser. And Ayin Rashi learns this a bit differently, as Rashi states chadam muktari prim the ikas of chad havamina hanimila muktari chutz al muktari prim b'chayev, as we explained. And Rashi now explains the havamina as the madrinum paikin the chasru al maktari, since we know that if someone does a proper shchita and then he would place this animal onto the mizbeach in the azara, and then part of the animal would fall off the mizbeach, then you have to place that part of the animal back in the mizbeach. And since in this case it would be possible that even a small part of the animal and a part of the animal that's called chasar would certainly be placed on the mizbeach in the azara, and therefore if someone would take a small part of the animal and place it on the mizbeach outside of the azara, so one would be chayiv. Therefore the pasuk tells us lasei say say that even in the case of muktari pnim would only be chayiv ala sholem bein chayiv ala chasar. And the Gemara brings a riot that is actually what Rabbi Shmuel learns from these words as batanya, and as we learned in the Braisa, and this lashon of the Gemara is benichusa. As the Braisa states, Rabbi Shmuel Omer yachol muktari pnim shechasru v'halo b'chutz chayiv talmud loy melasei say say ala sholem chayiv ein chayiv ala chasar. And clearly we see that Rabbi Shmuel learns from the words lasei say say this din b'negei a case of muktari pnim shechasru v'halo b'chutz. Even in that case, one is only chayiv ala sholem, and he would not be chayiv ala chasar. The Gemara now continues that bishleim according to Rabbi Shmuel, so we have two different makaris. One will be the makar that al sholem chayiv ein chayiv ala chasar from muktari pnim shechasru v'halo b'chutz, and one will be makar from muktari chutz shechasru v'halo b'chutz. But the Gemara is Rabbi Kiva that since Rabbi Kiva already used one of these makaris, as he already used the term levienu to teach us the din l'chalek, what is his makar that the din of al sholem chayiv ein chayiv ala chasar applies not only to muktari chutz shechasru v'halo b'chutz, but also to the case of muktari pnim shechasru v'halo b'chutz. But the Gemara responds that Rabbi Kiva doesn't need a makar, as Rabbi Kiva is actually chelik in Rabbi Shmuel, and Rabbi Kiva holds muktari pnim shechasru v'halo b'chutz chayiv ein chenami. Rabbi Kiva holds like the havmina of Rabbi Shmuel in the case where someone did shechita properly and has muktari pnim that were chasru, and then he brought them up b'chutz, that he would still be chayiv. The din of al sholem chayiv ein chayiv al chasar does not apply in the case of muktari pnim shechasru v'halo b'chutz. Now that the Gemara completed his discussion as to what Rabbi Shmuel will do with the pasuk of Rabbi Kiva, so the Gemara now focuses on what Rabbi Kiva will do with the pasuk of Rabbi Shmuel. As we saw, the Braisa taught us that when the pasuk states dam yechashiv le'ishahu dam shafach, so Rabbi Shmuel learns l'Rabbi Sazerik that this comes to teach us that if someone does rikas adam b'chutz, then they'll be chayiv just like they did shchita b'chutz, just like they did alav b'chutz. And therefore, our Gemara asks Rabbi Kiva, hi dam yechashiv or dam shafach my avalei. What does Rabbi Kiva learn from the term dam shafach? The Gemara explains l'Rabbi shchita sa'if that this comes to include someone does shchita on a oif that's hegdish outside of the azara, and even though it's not an animal, it would still be chayiv kares for being oif on shchut echutz. The Gemara now asks Rabbi Shmuel, and has Rabbi Shmuel know that the issur shchut echutz even applies to oif? And the Gemara explains nafgalei me'oya sheyishchat his mekares from pasuk gimel, where the pasuk states ish ish mebeis yisrael sheyishchat shari chesav ayez b'machna sheyishchat mechutzal machna. As Rashi points out, that even though certainly the words mechutzal machna are going to be used later on for a drasha, but zok Rashi that the pasuk could have said ish ish mebeis yisrael sheyishchat shari chesav ayez b'machna oy mechutzal machna. Therefore, the words, Ashiyishchad are extra, and we learn out that not only would someone be Oiva for Shchut Echutz, for Behema, but they'll also be Oiva on the Issa of Shchut Echutz, they perform Shchita on an Oif that's Hegdish outside of the Azara. The Gemara continues, Rabbi Kiva Amalocha, and Rabbi Kiva will respond, as Ahumi Boile, Ala Shechid Uchayev, Vole Ala Moilek, as although Rabbi Kiva already learned from Dam Shafach, the Rabbi Shchita Sa'if, but Zak Rabbi Kiva, and when the Pasuk uses the extra term of Ashiyishchad, we learn out that although when someone has an Oif that's Hegdish, the proper way to kill the Oif is by doing Malika inside the Azara. One would think that if someone does either Malika or Shechita of a bird outside of the Azara, then they should be Chayiv, and therefore the Pasuk tells us that the only way that someone is Chayiv for killing a bird outside the Azara is only through the process of Shechita, but if one does Malika outside of the Azara, then they would not be Chayiv for Shechita Bechutz, and Ayin Rashi, Homi Boile, Al Shechita Oif Chayiv, Ein Chayiv Al Moilek, the Hilka Chetzrichu Tabayu, the Iksiv Ashiyishchat, the Rabbi Shechita Soif, Hav Mina Koshke Malika, she derech Hashem b'fnim, as that is the standard way of actually being machshir a bird when performing malika inside the azara. L'achiksev dam shafach the rabbi sa'if. Torah teaches us that we marbo that if someone did shechita sa'if outside the azara, that they still be chayiv for shechut echutz. One may think that not only would one be chayiv for doing shechut echutz, but if someone did malika of an oif outside the azara, one would be oif for malika schutz. Therefore, v'hadiksev ashiyishchat l'meute moilek. Gemara continues. Rabbi Shmuel, who used the term ashiyishchat. How would he know that Al Shechiru Chayev in a Chayev Al Melek? And the Gemara explains Nafkale Mizadava that he actually will learn this out from the word Zadava that states at the beginning of the parak in Pasuk Beis, and as the Pasuk states Dabal Aram Val Bana Val Kol Bnei Yisrael Val Mata Leim Zadava Shetziv Hashem Lemar, and as Rashi points out the next Pasuk states Ishish Mi Beis Yisrael Shiyishchat Shari Chesavai Eiz B'Machna Oye Shiyishchat Min Chutz L'Machna. Therefore, based on the Smichus, we learn that the Torah is teaching us that the Issa of Shchut Echutz only applies to Shechita, not to Malika. And once again, the Gemara brings a raya that this is how Rabbi Shmuel learns out this din. The Tanya, as we learned to the Braisa, since the Pasuk only states Ashiyishchat, and the Pasuk actually is speaking about a behema, and as the Pasuk states, Ish Ishmi Beis Yisrael, Ashiyishchat Shari Chesav Eiz B'machna, so Ainli El Shech Behema, so one would think that the only time is Issa of Shechut Echutz is only when someone shechs a behema, Shachar Oif Minolan, and how do we know if someone shechs an Oif Mechutz L'machna, that it be Chayiv for Shechut Echutz? Braisa explains, we learn this out from the extra words Ashiyishchat and Yochel Afal Melech, and one would think that even if someone does Malika's Chutz, that it would be Chayiv Vidinu, and it would be based on a Svara that Mashchita the Ein Derech Hashir Befnim Chayiv Malika Shederech Hashir Befnim Ein Din Shu Chayiv and Madach Benegei Shchita Sa'if. If someone did Shchita of an Oif inside the Azara, it would not be proper, and the actual bird would be Pasul, as is a requirement to do Malika. And even so, if someone does Shchita on a bird outside the Azara, then it would be Chayiv Veshchut Echutz. Therefore, there should be a kolshkein that since the proper way to kill a bird in the Azara is by doing Malika, so if someone does Malika's Chutz, then they should be Chayiv. The Braisa explains, Talmudim is Zeh-Dover. Since in Pasuk Beis, the Pasuk states Zeh-Dover, and then in Pasuk Gimel, the Pasuk states Ashiyishchat, so therefore we see that the only time someone is Chayiv for Shchut Echutz is only by Shchita and not by Malika. The Gemara continues and still has one loose end. We still don't know what Rabbi Kiva uses the term of Zeh-Dover for. The Gemara explains, Rabbi Kiva Amalacha, whom we bail it, Rabbi Kiva will respond that I need the word Zadava for Xer Shava, which is actually a limud in Masechta Zadarim. As we saw, the Pasuk uses the term Zadava, Benegea Shchut Echutz, and the Pasuk also uses the term Zadava, Benegea Nadarim, as in the first Pasuk in Pashas Matais, the Pasuk states, Vayidab Mashal, Rashiya Matas, of the Yisrael Lema, Zadava Shetziva Hashem, Ain Masechta Zadarim, and Dav Ain Chesam and Aleph, as well as in Masechta Barbasa, Dav Kuf Chafam and Beis, where the Gemara explains what Rabbanon learned from the Xer Shava, and ultimately, Rabbi Shmuel doesn't learn this Gzeir Shava, and therefore at this point the Gemara showed that all these words were used both by Rabbi Kiva as well as by Rabbi Shmuel. The Gemara now continues to discuss the Makar for a din that's brought in the Mishnah Daf Kofiud Beizer and Beiz, even though our Mishnah taught us that there's an Issa of Shchut Echutz and there's also Issa of Alos Chutz, and the Mishnah Daf Kofiud taught us that there's an Issa of Zrikas Chutz, but the Mishnah Daf Kofiud Beizer and Beiz teach us Hakayim Mitzvah Makabel Damim Bechutz Potar, that if someone does Kmitza on a Mincha, does Kabbalah Sadam outside of the Azara, then they would actually be Potter. And the Gemara asked me no one that what is the Makar for this din. However, the Gemara is first bothered, the Mehecha tasted the Chayiv, that why would we even think that wouldn't be Chayiv someone performs Kmitz on a Mincha or does Kabbal Sadam outside of the Azara? And as we previously saw, but the Gay is Rikas Adam, that since the Psukim only speak about Shchut Echutz and Allah Bechutz, so we had to have a Makar to how we know that one would be Chayiv for Zrikas Adam outside of the Azara. The Gemara explains that certainly we don't have a Makar that if someone does Kmitz it was mekabel dam v'chutz, that it'd be chayiv. If you would say tase mishchita, that we should learn from the din of shchut echutz, and just like there's an issa of shchut echutz, therefore there should be issa of kmitza mekabel dam v'chutz. However, we respond that you can't be raya and you can't learn from shchut echutz. There's a chumra by shchut echutz she can paysela shloi lo ichlum pesach. As Rashi explains, that if someone shechts a karm pesach for someone that's sick or someone that's old, shein yochel lechel kazayis, and he can't eat a kazayis, the chsiv ishlufi achlu techaisu, and the karm pesach would be pasul. This chumr doesn't apply to kmitzu or kabbalah's damim, and as Rashi states, tamim bekaimitz minchad loy shayach psul shalay loyklav, or the kabbalah nami afilu pesach loy mifsala, and even by kabbalah of the karm pesach, if someone had kavana to give this karm pesach to a chayil to a zakin, that would not pasul the karm pesach, ked amar mepek tom nishkad, rabbi oimel loshin sursi uzeh, kadim shoimel kaisli plazeh, the beshchita luchudu, the pasul machshavas eklin, and since the pasuk states, ishul fi achlu techaisu, the loshin techaisu is referring to shchita and not referring to kabbalah's hadam. Therefore, quite possibly, the only time the Torah stated that's in the issa of shchut echutz is only by shchita and not by kabbalah's hadam and not by kmitza samincha. The Gemara continues, tasim mizrika, and if you will say they should learn it from mizrika, just like we learned that's in the issa of zrika's chutz, even though the psul of machshava shalei la'ichlin on Pesach would not apply, therefore we'll be able to learn the issa should apply by someone that's kmitz or makabal dam b'chutz. However, the Gemara states that there's also a chumra by zrika, as ma'al zrika shekin zor chayv v'lo misa, that zrika is different than kmitza and kabbalah's hadam. Zrika cannot be done by a zar. If he does so, then it's chayv misa, and maybe that's why the Torah tells us that it's an issa of zrika's chutz. However, as Rashi points out, masha'in kem b'kmitza v'kabbalah, to be in an avayda tamah v'le avayda sheish achar avayda, k'daminu perak b'rushayna b'seyda yuma, v'hayin tabayu yesh achrein avayda, and both kmitza as well as kabbalah's dam, not the final avayda. Therefore, if a zar does kmitza, or a zar is mekabal dam, he's not going to be chayv misa. Quite possibly, since it's more kal than zrika's hadam, so maybe there is no issa for someone that's kaimitz or mekabal dam b'chutz. We continue on daf kuf zayin beis tasim in benaya, and if you will say they should learn the issa of kmitza or kabbalah's hadam b'chutz based on a mamasinu and a tzara shava, based on the fact that it's an issa of shchut echutz and zrika's chutz, and therefore we should learn that it's also issa of kmitza and kabbalah's hadam b'chutz. However, the Gemara explains that certainly over here the Torah is teaching us that we actually do not learn a mamasinu, as in king lo yom b'zrika v'tasim b'naya. As if so, why would Rabbi Shmuel need a makar of dam shafach l'rabbis hazarek, and why would Rabbi Kiva need the words of oizavach l'rabbis hazarek, if l'maisa we should be able to learn it based on the mamad sinu from the din of shechita schutz as well as from the din of Allah's schutz? As the Gemara continues, it goes through the cheshbin as v'tasim mishchita, as if we will say that we should learn the issa of zrika schutz from the din of shechita schutz. However, that would not work, as we will have the same chumra by shechita schutz as ma'al shechita shekinif selah shalei l'shem eichlum v'pesach. Therefore, we would not be able to learn the din of zrika schutz from shechita schutz and tasim me'Allah. And if you want to learn the din of zrika schutz from ma'am mitzinu from Allah's schutz, but once again, we would not be able to learn from Allah's chutz shkein yeshu b'mincha, as the din of Allah pertains to a mincha, whereas the din of zrika does not apply to a mincha. Therefore, possibly the din of zrika's chutz would not apply. The bache is in shchita teichiach v'tesim b'naya. Although we would not be able to learn the din of zrika's chutz either from shchita's chutz alone or from Allah's chutz alone, however, we should be able to learn it from shchita's chutz and Allah's chutz together, and we should learn it based on a mamatzinu. And just like there's an issa of shchita's chutz and Allah's chutz, so there should also be an issa of zrika's chutz. Why Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva require a pasuk, require a makar to teach us that zrika's chutz would be asr? The Gemara explains the hachik siv kra lemeimad loy asr mebenaya in a chenami. Although without the makar of Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva, we'll be able to learn that there's an issa of zrika's chutz based on a mamatzinu from shchut echutz and Allah's bechutz. However, even so, the Torah brought a makar in order to teach us zrika's chutz is asr, in order to teach us that we don't use a mamatzinu and we don't use a tzara shava as a makar that any avoda would be asr chutz lazara. And since the only way that we'd be able to know that the issa of kmitza or kabbalah's hadam bechutz is only based on mamatzinu and tzara shava from shchut echutz and from zrika's chutz, the Torah teaches us that we cannot learn that based on a mamatzinu and tzara shava. Therefore, there is no issa for kmitza or kabbalah's hadam bechutz. And as Rashi explained in the top Rashi, that when the Gemara stated tetzim b'nayu, and we'd be able to learn the issa of kmitza kabbalah's hadam based on a mamatzinu and tzara shava from the din of shchut echutz and the din of zrika's chutz, zok Rashi mishchita v'zrika, as the chipach is as if you will ask that you can't learn from shchut echutz as ma'al shchita shekin parisel shalul shem eichlum v'pesach, but zrika techiach. And if you will try to learn directly from zrika's chutz, however, we will be able to ask on that ma'al matzino, the ma'al zrika shekin zor chayv v'la misa. therefore we have to go back to Shechita and Shechita Dechiach, and then we will learn based on the Tzara Shava as V'chazadin Lo Yizek Rizeh V'lo Yizek Rizeh Hatzara Shava Shepen Shein Avoyda V'chiyov V'lo B'chot. Therefore Afani Avi K'mitza V'kabbalah Shein Avoyda V'yizchayev V'lo B'chot. Before we continue, let us point out that we previously saw Machlekes between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva as the Makar that Zrikas Chutz would be Chayev, and Rabbi Shmuel explained that the Makar is from the word Dam Shavach, which is stated in the Pasuk B'negei Shechitas Chutz, and as the Pasuk in Parak Yud Zayin, Pasuk Gimel and Dalet state, Ish Ish Min Beis Yisrael Sheishchat Shari Chesav Is B'Machna or Sheishchat Mechutz L'Machna. And the next Pasuk continues B'al Pesach Ha'Omer Lo Yaviu L'Hakru Karban L'Hashem L'Fnei Mishkan Hashem Dam Yichash V'Isharu Dam Shavach V'Nichus Ha'Isharu Mekarav Amoy. However, as we saw, Rabbi Kiva is Chaylik Rabbi Shmuel, and he learned that the Makar that Zrikas Chutz is Chayiv is based on the Pasuk Ches, which is speaking about Allah's Chutz, and the Pasuk states, Oizovach, and as Rabbi Kiva states, L'Rabbi says, Hazarek, our Gemara will now continue and discuss Nafkaminas between the Shita of Rabbi Shmuel and the Shita of Rabbi Kiva, as Amravo and Ravo explains, Shach V'Zorak, L'Div Rabbi Shmuel, Chayiv Achas, L'Div Rabbi Kiva, Chayiv Shtayim, that if someone did Shechitas Chutz, and someone also did Zrikas Chutz, and they did so B'Halam Echad, that according to Rabbi Shmuel, you'll only be Chayiv one carbon, as the Maisa Limud for Shechitas Chutz and the Limud of Zrikas Chutz come from the same Pasuk. As we just pointed out, that according to Rabbi Shmuel, the Makar for Zrikas Chutz that is Chayiv is based on the word Dam Shafach, which is stated in the Gei Shechitas Chutz. As Rashi states, Shach Vizarg Behalam Echad, Rabbi Shmuel, the Nafkale Zrikum Dam Shafach, Ba'oin Shel Shechita, Ein Chayiv Al Achas, the Chad Karz, the Chad Lavu, above the Zakra Vo, that according to Rabbi Kiva, he'd be Chayiv to bring two Kabanais, as the Issel for Shechitas Chutz is learned from one Pasuk and has its own Makar for a Chiyuv Kares, and the Makar that Zrikas Chutz is also Chayiv is from the words Oizovach that states B'negei Halos Chutz, and therefore it has its own Chiyuv Kares, and therefore its own Chiyuv to bring a carbon. And as Rashi states, Chayiv Shtayim Mishum D'Shemus Mucholokin. However, the Gemara tells us Abaye Omar, and Abaye argues on Ravo, and he holds that this will not be an afkamina between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva, as Afilu Divrei Rabbi Kiva in a Chayiv Ala Achas, as even Rabbi Kiva would agree that if someone did Shechitas Chutz and someone did Zrikas Chutz, they would only be Chayiv one carbon. The Amar Kra, as the Pasuk and Pashas Re'eh states, Ki im ba makom shivcha Hashem ba achat shavatecha sham tala l'sechah v'sham tasa kol shaneichem mitzaveka. And since the Pasuk states sham tala and also states sham tasa, and the Lashon sham tala refers to Allah, and the word sham tasa refers to any other avodos, so at least l'fi the Tanakam of our Mishnah, the Pasuk is telling us that the only time one would be Chayiv to bring two karbonos is only if he did shchutei chutz and he also did Allah's chutz. However, one cannot be Chayiv two karbonos for being oivan shchutei chutz and also being oivan zrikas chutz, as all other avodos are categorized in sham tasa. And as Rashi states, hiskei lo levado v'asha kolam basia achas, and all other avodos are included in asia achas lemeimer d'lo mechayiv akulu elachado. And this teaches us that even if one does multiple avodos outside of the azara aside for Allah, then it'll still only be chayiv to bring one carbon. The Gemara continues and brings another machlekes between Ravo and Abaya, as zark v'helol divrei Rabbi Shmuel chayiv shtayim l'divrei Rabbi Kiva in chayiv ala achas. As Ravo teaches us, there would be another nafkamina between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva in a case where someone was oivan to his shurim, as he did zrikas chutz, and he also was oivan and did Allah b'chutz. Zark Ravo, in this case, the din would be just the opposite, as according to Rabbi Shmuel, you'd be chayiv to bring two kabanais, as since Rabbi Shmuel learns that it's so zrikas chutz from the pasuk that states b'negei shechita b'chutz, so therefore you'd be chayiv one carbon for zrika b'chutz, and you'd also be chayiv a separate carbon for the isav alaz b'chutz, as that is stated in another pasuk, as they are shemus b'chulakin. However, since Rabbi Kiva learns the makar for zrika chutz from oizavach, which states b'negei alaz b'chutz, although in this case he was over both on zrika chutz and alaz chutz, however, since both the surim and both chiyuvim kares are learned from the same pasuk, therefore, even if one did both the surim b'halam echad, one could still only be chayiv one carbon chatos. However, the Gemara continues, Abaye Omar, that Abaye once again is chilek Ravo, and he explains that it would not be an afkamina between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva in this case either, as Afil de Rabbi Kiva chayiv shtayim, that even Rabbi Kiva would agree that if someone did Allah's chutz and did Zrikas chutz, that he'd be chayiv to bring two karbanos, as although the makar for Zrikas chutz is learned from the pasuk that states b'negei Allah's chutz, however, l'hochi palgin across shom tala v'shom tasa. However, that's why in Pashas Re'eh the pasuk clarifies and states shom tala v'shom tasa in order to tell us that one could be chayiv one carbon for halos chutz, and one could still be chayiv another carbon for any other avodah. Not only would one be chayiv a separate carbon if one is oivan shchutei chutz, but one would be chayiv a separate carbon for doing zrikas chutz as well. Finally, the Gemara teaches us shachar v'zarg v'helol d'vakol chayiv shtayim, that both both Rav Avohu as well as Abaye agree that both Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel would agree that if someone does Shechitas Chutz as well as Rikas Chutz as well as Halos Chutz, then although the reason for this din would be different based on Rav Avohu and based on Abaye, however, ultimately they all agree that all the person would have to bring are two karbanos, and one carbon would not suffice, and he would also not have to bring a third carbon. And Rashi first explains why this is so according to the Shita of Rav Avohu, and as Rashi states, Shachar Vizark Vahalal Dibri Akal, Bein Rabbi Shmuel, Bein Rabbi Kiva, Chayu Shtayim, Rabbi Shmuel, Kivin the Kulam Behalam Echad, Mechay Ba'Allah Chodod, Islai Kor Behedya. So according to Rabbi Shmuel, since you did all these Assurim Behalam Echad, so you'd be Chayu one carbon for doing Halas Chutz, as is a Pasuk that's Mefurish that states that one is Chayu to bring a carbon when they're Ivan Halas Chutz, and Vashchit of Zrika Chodah, the Mechad Kronavki, and then he'll bring one carbon for being Ivan Shchitas Chutz and Zrika Chutz, as those will learn from the same Pasuk. However, although Rabbi Kiva agrees that one would only be chayav to bring two karbanos, however, as Rashi explains, those two karbanos would be for two different yisurim. As Rashi states, Rabbi Kiva, Ashchita mechayev chada, that according to Rabbi Kiva, you'd be chayev one carbon for doing shchitas chutz, and v'halav v'zrika chada, and you would only be chayev one carbon for doing halav b'chutz as well as zrika b'chutz. And as we explained, Alefi Rabbi Kiva, the makar that zrika chutz is chayev is based on the pasuk b'negei halav b'chutz, as the pasuk states, oizavach. And as we already explained, uvaholei polig Abaye ad Rav Avohu, and regarding this din, Abaye would not be chelik Rav Avohu, till Abaye namil divrei akol chayiv shtayim, as according to Abaye, all would agree that it would be chayiv two kabanais, chod alav, chod ashar asiyais. Both Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel would agree that one karbon would be for Allah's chutz, and one karbon would be for the other avodais. And this is based on Abaye's limud, that the pasuk says, shom tal v'shom tasa, and therefore the pasuk is telling us that there is always a maximum of one karbon that could be brought for Allah's chutz, and there could be a maximum of one other carbon that is brought for all other avodas that are done b'chutz. And even if one did multiple avodas chutz, and for example, if he did shchutei chutz and zrikas chutz, he'd only be chayiv one more carbon. The Gemara continues, Tana Rabbanan, we learned in the Braisa that the pasuk b'negei shchutei chutz states in Pashas Achrimais, ish ish mi'beis yisrael, sheyishchat shari chesed v'yeis b'machna, or sheyishchat mi'chutz l'machna. The Braisa has a havmina, yachol chutz l'shor shmachnois, that one would think that the only time the issur shchutei chutz applies is only if he does a shchita outside of all three machnais, and he has to be outside of machna kuhuna, machna levi, or machna yisrael, or in Eretz Yisrael by the base of Migdash, he would have to be outside of Yishlayim. And as Rashi points out, that this would be based on Xer Shava from Parim Yisrafim, the Alfina, Baruga, Bezdim, Sanhedrin, when the Pasuk states, Mechutzal Machna, is referring to all three machnais. However, the Braisa explains, Talmud Lemer, and therefore the Pasuk previously states, Oyez B'machna, and therefore we see that even if you're in the machna, this is of Shchutei Chutz can still apply. Therefore, we see that even if a person is still in Machne Yisrael and he shechts a carbon, they'd still be Ivan Shchutei Chutz. However, the Gemara is still bothered, even Machna, that if the Pasuk just stated B'machna, Yochel HaShechet Oilu B'darim Yechayiv, so one would think that as long as a person is outside the area where he has to shecht this carbon, and for example, by Kochi Kochim, where Shchitas Mitzafon, and he goes and shechts a carbon in the Darim, and possibly this Torah is teaching us that even though you're in the Machna and you're still a Machne Shchina, you'd still be chayav v'shchutei chutz. Talmud lemer oyashe yishchat michutz l'machna. Therefore, the Torah tells us that this is applies when someone is out of all the machnais. However, certainly, as we saw, a person doesn't have to be completely out of all machnais, and therefore, it must be the Torah is teaching us that the issur of shchutei chutz applies in a similar case to someone that's outside all the machnais, as machutz l'machna miyuchat she'in rei l'shchitas kachim l'shchitas kol zevach. That just like when someone is outside all the machnais, he's not rei to shecht any carbon, and not only cannot shecht kachi kachim, but he can't shecht kachim kalim either. Therefore, the pasuk is telling us yotzid darim sha'af pishim rei l'shchitas kachi kachim rei l'shchitas kachim kalim, that the issur of shchutei chutz doesn't apply to someone that shechts a carbon on the south side of the Azara, as although kachi kachim should be shechted b'tzafoin, however the maisa that area in the Azara is still rei for shchita of kachim kalim, and therefore even though it's certainly it's also for someone to shecht kachi kachim in the south side of the Azara, however if someone does so, you would not be Ivan the Issa of Shchutei Chutz, and you would not be Chayev Kares, and you would not be Chayev to bring a carbon. The Gemara now continues that based on this Braisa, we just learned that the Issa of Shchutei Chutz applies to any area where someone shechts a carbon, where you now shecht any carbonis, and therefore, Ula, so Ulu states, Hashechet al Gaga Shel Hechel Chayev, that if someone shechts a carbon on the rooftop of the Hechel, then you'd be Chayev for Shchutei Chutz, however, in Reil Shchitas Kol Zevach, as since it's also to shecht any carbon in that area, therefore, even though he's still a Machne Shchina, the Issa of Shchutei Shchutei Chutz would apply, and it'd be Chayav Kares and be Chayav a Karbin. However, as we will see in a moment, Rava will argue on this Shita of Ula. And let us keep in mind that after Pasuk Gimel states, Ish Ish Mi Beis Yisrael, Sheyishchat Shari Chesav Ha'id B'machna, Oya Sheyishchat Mi Chutz L'machna, so the Pasuk states, Ve'al Pesach Oyel Moed, Lo Yaviyu, L'Hakav Karmel Hashem, L'Fnei Mishkan Hashem. Based on this Pasuk, so Rava will ask a question on Ula, and as the Gemara continues, Maskev L'Rava, that Rava asked the following question to Ula, that Im Kain, that if you're correct, that if someone Shechs Al Gag Shalechel, you'd be Chayiv, then Nichtel Kra, B'machna U'Mechutz L'machna, then the Pasuk should have only stated that one Shechted in the Machna or outside the Machna, and then we would actually learn that one is Chayiv for Shchutei Chutz if he's Shechted in an area where you can't Shech the carbon, and therefore Ula would be correct that Shech Al Gag Shalechel would be Chayiv. However, Zok Rava V'Loi Boy El Pesach Ha'il Mayid, and we wouldn't need the Pasuk of El Pesach Ha'il Mayid, and if so, Zok Rava El Pesach Ha'il Mayid Lomli, so why does the Torah continue and state that Pesach Ha'il Mayid Loi Gagoy, that it must be that the Torah is trying to be Mayid, even if you could find a place where you can't Shech the carbon, but it's still a Machna Shechina, and for example, the rooftop of the Azara, since Lamaisi brought the carbon El Pesach Ha'il Mayid, so the Issa of Shchutei Chutz would not apply, and the Chiyuv of Kares and the Chiyuv to bring a carbon would not apply, and therefore Rava argues on Ula. However, the Gemara now continues and asks a question on Rava. The Rava im kein nichtav al Pesach Ha'il Mayid, ba machra u'mechutz l'machra l'amli, lav la'asui agag, and according to Rava, why didn't the Pasuk just state al Pesach Ha'il Mayid? Then we would know that number one, if someone shechts a carbon outside of the Azara, then it'd be Chayiv Kares, and number two, we would learn that if someone shechts a carbon within the Azara, even if they would shech the carbon in an area where one cannot bring a regular carbon, and for example, he shechts the carbon on the rooftop of the Heichel, then the Issa of Shchutei Chutz would not apply. And why does the Torah state, B'machna M'chutz L'machna? By the fact that the Torah used the term, B'machna M'chutz L'machna, so it must be the Torah is trying to teach us that one would be Chayiv for Shchutei Chutz if they shech the carbon in any area where you can't bring a carbon, even if it would still be in Machna Shchina, and therefore it would come to include that if someone shechts a carbon on the rooftop of the Heichel, then one would be Chayiv Kares, as Ulas taught us. However, the Gemara continues, Amar Amari, the Amari explains that this is not a question on Rava, and as he states, Loi, that Ein Chanami, according to Rava, the Pasuk really could have stated, El Pesach Ha'il Mayid, and didn't have to state, B'machna M'chutz L'machna. The reason why the Pasuk stated, B'machna M'chutz L'machna, is L'Sui Kul B'fnim V'Tzavar B'chutz, is in order to teach us that even if all of the animal is within Machna Shechina, as within Pesach Ha'il Mayid, however, the neck and the head of the animal is outside of the Azara, and he does shechita on this animal, he would still be chayiv b'shchutei chutz. However, the Gemara is bothered, tzavar b'chutz pshita, certainly we would not need the words b'machna m'chutz l'machna to teach us this din, as since the Pasuk states, al pesach l'chumayid, so therefore clearly the Pasuk is requiring that one has to shech the carbon within the Azara, and since the neck of the animal is outside of the Azara, then certainly the issa of shchutei chutz would apply, and as the Gemara states, amai kapa rachmona shechita u'shechita b'chutzi, as certainly the Torah was makbid that the shechita has to be done al pesach ha'il mayid, and since the neck of the animal is outside of the Azara, then certainly the issa of shchutei chutz would apply, and therefore the Gemara changes its teretz just a bit, and the Gemara explains el lasui kula b'chutz v'tzavar b'fnim, that the words b'machna and b'chutz l'machna are coming to teach us that if most of the animal is outside and its neck is inside the Azara, then even though he shechted the animal while its neck was inside the Azara, the issa of shchutei chutz would still apply. The Gemara now continues to discuss the shayla if the issa of shchutei chutz and halos chutz would apply bizman hazeh. The Gemara begins, itma we learned hamayla bizman hazeh, if someone does halos b'chutz bizman hazeh when there is no beis hamikdash, so Rabbi Yechiel Amichayev Reish Lakish Amipatar, and the Gemara explains the machlekes Rabbi Yechiel Amichayev as Rabbi Yechiel holds kedush rishena kishul shaita v'kishul asalavai. Therefore, even nowadays there's really a requirement to do halah in the makom hamikdash. Therefore, if one will do halah b'chutz, then there'll be chayev isa. However, Reish Lakish Amipatar as kedush rishena kishul shaita v'lo kishul asalavai, as Reish Lakish holds that kedush rishena is not kishul asalavai. Therefore, there is no longer an issa to bring a carbon on a bama, and therefore the issa of shchutei chutz and halos chutz doesn't apply. Keep in mind that although our Gemara stated that the fear Reish Lakish kedush rishena kishul shaita v'lo kishul asalavai, really the Gemara means kedush rishena vishnia is kishul shaita v'lo kishul asalavai, and also ayin tesis and daf nun tesam and aleph, where tesis bothered that the lefir abichon, even though it's true that there is kedusha, however the meister the pasuk stated that the only time there's issa of shchutei chutz and halos chutz is only when it's possible to bring this carbon on a mizbeach, and as the pasuk stated, vel pesach And if so, even according to Rabbi Echran, why would the issa of shchut echutz and halachas chutz apply? Ayin teizes sham and ayin other rishonim and ayin Rashi that explains the fear of Rabbi Echran that since Rabbi Echran holds kishlas lavai v'havala yushlayim beis abechir v'shas issa b'mesi, the Gemara now continues. Neimu b'plukta the Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Shua k'mifugi that let us say this machlekes is between Rabbi Echran and Rish Lakish if kedusha rishonim is kishlas shaita v'kishlas lavai or like kishlas lavai is the same machlekes that we saw between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Shua. As the Tan, as we learned in the Mishnah Maseches Idias, Amar Rabbi Lezer shahay b'ayinu behechal hay oisim klayim behechal klayim ba'azaris al shbehechal b'ayinu mibuchutz ba'azar b'ayinu mibufnim, that by Bayis Sheni, when they were building the Beis Hamikdash, they set up large curtains, large partitions by the area of the hechal as well as by the azara. However, when they made these partitions by the hechal, so to make sure that the partitions was further in, and this way they could build the wall from the outside of the hechal, and this way none of the workers would have to walk into the area of the kodesh. However, when they built the azaras, they created the walls on the outside of the perimeter of the azara, and this way they were able to build while standing on the inside of the area of the azara, as it's mutter for azara to walk in the area of the azara. It would seem that according to Rabbi Lezer, the reason why they did this is because we hold kedusha rishayna kitchel shaita v'loy kitchel aslavai, and therefore we wanted to make temporary walls in order to create kedusha in these areas, and this way while they were still building the Beis Hamikdash, they were able to bring kabbanis. And I'm Rabbi Shua, and Rabbi Shua argues in Rabbi Lezer, and he stated shemati, and I heard shayim akrivim and afal pishen bayis, that it would be makar kabbanis even though the Beis Hamikdash was not built, but oichlin kachi kachim afal pishen klayim, and they would even eat kachi kachim, the area which was considered the azara, where it's mutter to eat kachi kachim, even though there weren't any temporary curtains, even though the Beis Hamikdash wasn't functioning. And similarly, kachim kalim maisa sheni afal pishen klayma, and they would eat kachim kalim and maisa sheni, even though there was not a wall around Yishlayim. Rabbi Shua actually explains, b'pnei kedusha rishayna kitchel shaita v'kitchel aslavai, and therefore, even without any curtains and without any walls, it was still kedusha to the heichal and the azara, and it was still kedusha for Yishlayim. And as we explained, and the Gemara's medayik, la b'chal, the Rabbi Lezer sava leikitcha, that seems that Rabbi Lezer would hold that leikitchel aslavai, that's why they put up these temporary curtains, and would therefore seem that Rish Lakish holds like Rabbi Lezer, that kedusha rishayna kitchel shaita v'kitchel aslavai, or Rabbi Echran seems to hold like Rabbi Shua, that kedusha rishayna kitchel shaita v'kitchel aslavai. But the Gemara continues, Amalei Ravina Rav Ashi, the Ravina states to Rav Ashi, Mimai, that who said it is true, as Dilma de Kuli Amma, kedusha rishayna kitchel shaita v'kitchel aslavai, as possibly both Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Shua agree that kedusha rishayna is kitchel shaita v'kitchel aslavai, Rabbi Echran Shita can work out both according to Rabbi Shua and even according to Rabbi Lezer. And the Gemara is still bothered that if so, why would Rabbi Lezer require them to make curtains, as even if they didn't have curtains, they would be able to eat kachi kachim in the area of the Azar and the Hechal, and to be able to eat kachim kalim in the area of Yushlayim. And the Gemara explains, Umma mai deshmilei kamar, and in Chenami, Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Shua were just being chaylik and metzias, as Rabbi Lezer held that they put up curtains when they started building the Beis Hamikdash, and Rabbi Shua held that they didn't put up curtains. The Gemara continues, V'chitema claim Rabbi Lezer lumli, that if you're going to ask me if Rabbi Lezer really holds kedusha rishayna kitchel shaita v'kitchel aslavai, then why would they have put up temporary klayim? And the Gemara explains, L'tzniusa ba'alma, that in Chenami, these temporary curtains was not in order to create an area in the Beis Hamikdash and to create kedusha in order for the kohanim to be able to kachi kachim in that area. They were only made in order to afford the kohanim privacy when they were bringing kabbanis, as since kabbanis were able to be brought while the Beis Hamikdash was being built, since all agreed that kedusha rishayna kitchel shaita v'kitchel aslavai, therefore they made temporary pareches in order for the kohanim to have privacy while bringing kabbanis. And let's keep in mind that although it seemed from our Gemara that the machlekes between Rabbi Echran and Rish Lakish was only by Hamayla Bizman Azeh, however, we explain that it's also referring to someone that was Sheikh Bizman Azeh. And I entice the Diva Maschal Hamayla Bizman Azeh, La'el Purashti Breish Kachi Kachim on Daphne Tassim and Aleph, Gabin Zbech Shinifkam, Purashti, my time in Nokat Hacha, Hamayla Vulay Nokat Hashaychet, Ayin Shum. Before we continue with the next Gemara, let us point out that we previously learned in the Mishnah on Daphehir and Beis that there's never a Chiv to be Makter that some of a carbon on the Mizbeach, and as the Pasuk states in Pashas Re'eh, Vasisa Lesecha Basva Adam, however, if the bones are attached to the meat of the behemoth, then certainly they would be placed on the Mizbeach. And also keep in mind that we previously learned on Daf Lamed Hamer Beis that if someone is Mala at Sameis of a carbon Bechutz, then they would be Potter, as the Issa only applies to someone that's Magla Bas of a carbon and not to that Sameis of a carbon. Our Gemara now continues and brings another Machlekes between Rabbi Echran and Rish Lakish, as Itma we learned, Magla Eva Ve'im Beikaz kezayis, that if someone brings up on a mizbeach an eva that does not have a kezayis, really the issa of ma'ila b'chut should not apply. That's a mashlim al kezayis. However, together with the bone that's attached to the eva, there is a share of kezayis. So Rabbi Yechon Amar Chayiv, so Rabbi Yechon states that you would still be chayiv for being ma'ila b'chut. And Reish Lakish Amar Pata, and Reish Lakish states that since you don't have bus of a kezayis, therefore the chiyuv to bring a carbon for halacha b'chut would not apply. As the Gemara continues and explains, Rabbi Yechon Amar Chayiv, chibur ilan ka'ilan dami, Rabbi Yechon holds that anything is attached to something that goes on his mizbeach is considered like the thing that's going on his mizbeach, and therefore the ma'isa you have a share of a kezayis, and you'd be chayiv for halacha b'chut. However, Reish Lakish Amar Pata, as chibur ilan lav ka'ilan dami, as Reish Lakish holds that even though something is attached to the thing that's going on his mizbeach, but since there's no requirement to place that item on his mizbeach, therefore it doesn't add to a share of the item that's going on his mizbeach, and since the buster is less than a kezayis, so the issa of halacha chutz would not apply. The Gemara will continue and ask another shaila, benegeir din of halacha chutz, and keep in mind that we know that the pasuk tells us al kol kabancha takrav melech, that there's a requirement to salt all items that will go on his mizbeach, as we will see that even if some of the melech will fall off of the item that's going on his mizbeach, so there's a chiyuv to resalt that item prior to placing it on his mizbeach. And the Gemara continues by Rava, that Rava had the following shaila, and we continue on daf kuf chesem and aleph hamaylu resh ben yoyna she'im be kezayis umelech mashlim el kezayis ma'u, that let's say someone takes up the head of a ben yoyna, which is a small pigeon, and it's not the share of a kezayis. However, together with the salt that's covering its head, it actually adds up to the share of a kezayis. He's then makted the resh of the ben yoyna on a mizbeach outside azara, so would it be oiva on halos chutz or not? And amalei Rav in particular of Ashi, lav hanu pluktayid Rabbi Yechon Reish Lakish, that l'chayid should be dependent on the machlekes between Rabbi Yechon Reish Lakish. And according to Rabbi Yechon, since chibur eilun ka'ilun dami, therefore the issa of halos chutz would apply. And according to Reish Lakish, who holds that chibur eilun lav ka'ilun dami, so the issa of halos chutz would not apply. However, the Gemara responds that this shayla of Rava is not necessarily interdependent on the machlekes between Rabbi Yechon Reish Lakish. And as the Gemara continues to beit Rabbi Yechon to beit Reish Lakish, the Rava shayla is bein lefir Rabbi Yechon and bein lefir Reish Lakish, as the beit Rabbi Yechon, as Rava shayla is even according to Rabbi Yechon, as Rava would say that possibly ad kan lekam Rabbi Yechon hasam ela etzem the mina de basu, that it could be that even though Rabbi Yechon stated chibur eilun ka'ilun dami, that is only benegeya etzem, as a bone is supposed to be together with an aver, and therefore we could include it as part of the shear of the aver. Rav Avu Melech the lab mina de bayoyinu huloi, maybe in my scenario where the resh ben yoyinu was covered with salt, salt is not the same min as the ben yoyinu, and therefore possibly even Rabbi Yechon would hold that the chibur of the melech would not be considered a part of the shear of the rest of the bird, and since the resh ben yoyinu by itself is less than a kezayis, so the issa of halos chutz would not apply. And the Gemara continues to beilu Reish Lakish, and Rav Shaila could even be according to the shita Reish Lakish, possibly ad kan lekam Reish Lakish hasam el di parshmi no lab mitzvah lasukei, as possibly Reish Lakish only stated that chibur eilun lav ka'ilun dami only in regard to a bone that is stuck into the eva of an animal, as even though it's part of the animal, but the mice we have a din that if the bone would actually fall out of the eva, then one would not have to place the bone on the mizbeach, and therefore would not add to the shear of the eva. And if the eva is less than a kezayis, that's why Reish Lakish stated that the issa of halos chutz would not apply. If a possibly aval hacha di parish mitzvah lasukei loy, but benegei resh ben yoyna, where there's a requirement to have salt on the head of the ben yoyna, and even if the salt would fall off the ben yoyna, there's a requirement to resalt the ben yoyna. So if so, salt is considered part and parcel with the head of ben yoyna, and if so, it should be able to add to the shear of the resh ben yoyna. And even though the resh ben yoyna by itself is less than a kezayis, but since together with the salt it is the size of kezayis, possibly the issa of halos chutz would apply. Or we say that both Rabbi Yechon and Reish Lakish not be mechale between our case of resh ben yoyna she'im be kezayis melech mashlim le kezayis, and their case of a ma'ila eva ve'im be kezayis ve'etzem mashlim le kezayis. And the Gemara ends off teku and not push it to shayla of Rava. Ayin Rashi at the top of the Amud diba maschal melech iparish mitzvah lachzav le'meichai, that if the melech falls off of the bird or falls off the item that you're placing onto the mizbeach, then there's a mitzvah to go and resort it. Kedechsev, and as the pasuk in Parshas Vayikra states, v'lo yisashpis melech bris. Ayin Rashi, and we will stop over here.